My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. He joins me now to talk about the grassroots victory for Roy Moore in the Alabama Republican primary runoff on Tuesday. Also, the impact on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his Senate Leadership Fund, and perhaps what it might mean for the larger 2018 cycle. And Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Well, the
polls, days like today.
Well, the polls throughout this runoff, and even before we got down to the runoff, showed that Roy Moore would win a hypothetical runoff, and then he was ahead by anywhere from a fairly close margin to a pretty wide margin, all the way up to Election Day. In the end, he wins by about 10 points. Why do you think he won?
Well, he has already demonstrated to the people of Alabama that he is willing to fight even at great cost to himself. This is a man who was removed from office twice because of standing for what he believes. And, that is the kind of spine that we need to drain the swamp in Washington. And the people of Alabama were serious about that. They were so serious about it that they disregarded the president's endorsement of Judge Moore's opponent, because they knew that the president was just trying to be nice to Mitch McConnell. And this race really turned into Moore versus McConnell. And when Judge Moore's opponent, Luther Strange, bought a ticket on the first class cruise liner that was the SS McConnell, it turned out to be the Titanic. And $10 million and the president and the vice president could not save Luther Strange from the albatross around his neck and Mitch McConnell and the Gang of Five, the leadership team that loomed so large to the grassroots in Alabama.
Heading into Tuesday's vote, Ken, even some folks on the right said, hey, if you look at Luther Strange's Senate voting record, it's pretty conservative.
Luther's no Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, but again, he made it very clear from the moment he arrived in Washington that he was going to be on the McConnell team. And Mitch McConnell is bad for America. People think in terms of Republican-Democrat. Everything isn't Republican-Democrat. When we talk left-right, Mitch McConnell is part of the left. He's part of the big government cronyism that is destroying this country. And if we're going to get America on a track to saving it for our children and grandchildren, Mitch McConnell is part of the problem, not the solution. And the people of Alabama picked sides with their vote yesterday for Judge Moore. And I would point something else out. This is such a strong and powerful message. Roy Moore didn't just unseat appointed Senator Luther Strange. He also forced the retirement of Bob Corker. You may have noticed yesterday afternoon, Bob Corker announced his retirement from the Senate. And the Strange side of the Alabama race had the money to do all the data analytics. They knew that Roy Moore was going to win on Tuesday late this weekend. I worked with Jeff Rowe, his campaign manager, on the Cruz campaign last year. Jeff knows his analytics, and he's darn good with them. That doesn't mean you win with them all the time, but they rarely tell you a lie in the outcomes. They knew. And so Bob Corker wanted to get out before it looked like he was running scared from his own grassroots. But you know what? That's exactly what he was doing with his retirement yesterday. Judge Moore's spectacular performance and the support of the Alabama grassroots was a sign across this country that the grassroots is serious about draining the swamp, about repealing Obamacare, about getting rid of amnesty and building the wall. And all those substantive reasons that motivated people to give the Republicans a majority in the first place, they totally dominated that race yesterday. And Bob Corker ran out of the Senate afraid of his own grassroots because he knew he was going to lose in his own primary next year.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General and now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. And Ken, let's talk about the money a little bit. You mentioned the $10 million spent here, a lot of it from the Senate Leadership Fund, which is closely aligned with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. They spent a lot of that money taking down Mo Brooks in the first round, and then obviously it was aimed at Roy Moore in the second round. What do you think they got for that money, other than Luther Strange, into the second round?
Oh, you know, they did get Luther Strange into the second round, and then of course he was defeated resoundingly by Judge Moore. You know, donors to the Senate Leadership Fund have to ask themselves. Mitch McConnell says, well, donate to my super PAC so we can keep a Republican majority. That is not what the Senate Leadership Fund is about. It's about protecting the Gang of Five and keeping Mitch McConnell leader. It has nothing to do with making America better. It has nothing to do with a Republican majority. If it had anything to do with a Republican majority, why were they spending money in Alabama? And in 2016, last year, they wouldn't lift a finger. Well, they lifted their middle finger, but they wouldn't lift a finger to help Daryl Glenn in one of only two states Republicans could win last year. And you know why they wouldn't help Daryl Glenn in Colorado? Because he was a conservative who said who wouldn't knee-jerkingly support the leadership. Here's a black conservative veteran graduate of the Air Force Academy elected in one of the biggest counties in Colorado, and they refuse to support him despite the fact that he's a candidate practically out of the central casting from the 2012 Republican autopsy, and they wouldn't support him because he wouldn't support Mitch McConnell. They were willing to risk the majority rather than support conservative Daryl Glenn last year. So no one should be fooled by Mitch McConnell's so-called commitment to the Republican Party or Republican majority. Mitch is for Mitch. That's why we need to ditch Mitch and the Gang of Five. And this election yesterday should scare the bejeebers out of any Republican who has hesitation about getting rid of Mitch McConnell and the entire leadership team.
Ken, let's talk about some of the other races heading into 2018. Obviously, with Corker's announcement, it's hard to know who might get in the Tennessee race. But if you have any favorites, I'd like to hear it, who you'd like to see get in. And then, of course, there's primary challenges already for Jeff Flake and Dean Heller. And then, of course, there's a lot of Democratic seats that Republicans are hoping to pick up. And I'd be happy to hear who you think you'd like to see in some of those states. So what does the table look like for you guys right now?
2018 is, you know, the Senate is on this three election cycle. Every 2 years, a third of it is up. This is the best cycle for conservatives that we've seen, frankly, since 2010 because of the Tea Party wave. And there's an awful lot of opportunity, not just to get Republicans replacing Democrats, but to get good Republicans replacing Democrats. People willing to help us, please go to SenateConservatives.com and help us. Join us. We're a grassroots movement that Jim DeMint founded to try and help exactly people like, Matt Rosecrans in Montana running against Rosendale, running against Tester, Democrat in Montana, where Trump thumped Hillary Clinton, where Josh Mandel in Ohio is leading Sherrod Brown, the last statewide elected Democrat in the state and one of the most liberal senators there. Josh Mandel is running a brilliant campaign, already leading there by about 5 to 8 points. And the Democrats have a terrible map to have to defend. It's a great opportunity for conservatives because the Democrats have so many states to defend. West Virginia, Joe Manchin is in the number one Trump state held by a Democrat. And you've got conservative Attorney General Patrick Morrisey facing off with recently a Democrat Republican Congressman Jenkins there. Jenkins, you know, voted for Obama in 2008 and 12, and now he's a Republican. You know, that's an extraordinary contrast. And this is going on all over the country. So we have real opportunities, not just to get some more Republicans over Democrats in these good seats around the country, but to improve the conservative quality of the Republican conference and get rid of Mitch McConnell and the Gang of Five leadership team.
Last question for you, Ken, and this goes back to the Alabama race that happened last night. And of course, Roy Moore will be the GOP nominee. He's the heavy favorite in Alabama come the general election in December. But you, of course, are a law and order guy, and Roy Moore was Chief Justice of Alabama a couple different times and ended up being removed twice. The argument for him, of course, is that he was standing on principle and would not crater under pressure. The argument against him, of course, is that he refused to follow court orders and so forth, and so did not honor the rule of law. So what's your reaction to that argument?
Right. Well, that's part of how we know Judge Moore will stand up in Washington. I mean, this was a guy willing to lose his job, be removed from office, rather than cave in. And you don't have to agree with his positions in those judicial contests and legal debates to appreciate the fact that this is the kind of backbone we need in Washington. Look, Judge Roy Moore fits Alabama very well. I think people in other states might raise their eyebrows, but he's running in Alabama, and that's an opportunity to bring some leadership to Washington that will really stand tall with a proven record of doing that. And I am a rule of law guy and a law and order guy, and he didn't try to evade the consequences. He stood up and said, I'm standing here, and this process is going to play out, and he made his case. And each of those instances ended how it ended, and he was willing to sacrifice himself to the principles he believed in. He didn't defy the outcomes of those processes, though he did take on court orders that he didn't believe were appropriate and constitutional, constitutional being the key word there for him. But he accepted the consequences of that. How many people in Washington do you see accept the consequences of their own actions? That is not the norm in Washington, and it'll be nice to get an injection of truth, honesty, and constitutionalism, along with some serious backbone when Roy Moore gets to the Senate on December 13th.
Ken, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, now President of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.